Happy Sabbath, church family. Sorry, I'm a little nervous because I haven't done this in a long time. But anyways, you guys know what Youth Rush is, right? Yes, I think our church should know. Anyways, it's a, you know, a co-porter. We do door-to-door missionary work kind of ish. And today I have a few testimonies that I wanted to tell you guys about. So first one, I will have around four or five, okay? So bear with me. Okay. So the first one is a very interesting one. I was supposed to do business, like, but I told my leader, I was like, I don't feel comfortable doing business because it's not like a normal house where you just see one person. At a business, you will see like a bunch of people, and like whoever you see first in contact, you will talk to them. So I walk into this business, and as soon as I walk in, I saw this little Buddhist, little, you know, thing on it, and I was like, man, I think they're Asian. So I saw the Asian guy, and then when I looked to my right, I saw this Hispanic guy, and he has tattoos all over him. And somehow, like, the Asian guy, he was talking to a customer. So I walk up to the Hispanic guy. I was like, hi, you know, my name is Christine. I'm a student working my way through school. And I show him, like, the books that I had. And as I was showing the books, he kept on, like, taking it to himself. I was like, wow, like, I was asking, like, are you a Christian too? And he was like, yeah, I'm actually a Christian. I just got converted. You know, I wasn't a Christian before and everything like that. And he ended up getting, like, a bunch of books. And I was so surprised, like, God, you know, even though I didn't want to go to do business, he was actually, like, it was a divine appointment. I get to see him. And it was just a blessing. And he got books for his kid as well, because he said, I want my kid to know about Jesus too. I was like, great. Well, you can get these. And he ended up giving me $100. I was like, okay. So you can get these books that we have. And another story I have is, this is a house. So I walk up to this lady, and I wasn't sure if she was a Christian either, but I saw some, like, Christian words kind of on her background. It was like, oh, it's very nice, you know, like, you have those, it's not Bible verses, but I was telling her, I was like, oh, I was wondering also, are you a Christian? Because usually you don't know, so you ask, like, oh, are you a Christian as well? And she was telling me, yes, I'm a Christian. And I showed her the piece about the storm and also the man of peace. And she was, like, interested in the man of peace because more in the life of Jesus. And she also wants to learn about Jesus as well. And I was talking to her into it, and she was like, oh, my daughter, you know, pray for her. She's actually, I forgot what drug it is, but she's a drug addict. So she's going in one of those programs to get rid of, like, you know, being drug addiction and stuff. And I showed the piece about the storm. That one, I was like, you know, this one would be a wonderful one for your daughter, because she will get to learn about Jesus and to find peace in herself, help her to find peace from, you know, worries and, like, all the problems that the earth gives her. But this will be a wonderful book because she will get to learn more about what God can give her. And I also prayed with her, and she cried so much. And I was like, well, you know what? This will be great. And then she was like, yes. And she told me she will send that book to her daughter because, you know, she's in the little drug addiction program, so she's not home. So she said that would be a blessing for her daughter as well. And another experience I have is a really unique one. I never had it before. So I was doing this this house, which I wasn't supposed to do because it was in the corner house. I met this guy. He was getting off of his truck with his brother, and I went up to him and I start speaking English kind of ish. So I was like, wait, do you understand English? I was like, no, I speak Spanish. So I start speaking Spanish to him, even though I'm not really good at it. And I pray to God, I was like, God, please give me, like, you know, the gift of tongue where he can understand it. I can also understand him too. So I give him all the Spanish book that I had, and I was like, you know, this will be good. This will be good. And everything, he was like, well, at first he was only interested in two books, and then afterward he interested in four. And then at the end, I told him, you know, you can take all this because it will be also a great blessing for you as well. And he was always was saying, like, he used to be Catholic, and now he's got converted into Christian because he was like, and I was told him, like, right, that's good that you're converting to Christian because you get to learn more about the Bible. And he was saying, like, when I was Catholic, I didn't even know anything about the Bible, not even a single Bible verse. And he's saying, now I'm like a Christian, I get to learn more about the Bible. And you can see the thirst in his soul that he really wants to learn more about the Bible and what it can give him. And it's so amazing because at the end, he actually got all my Spanish books, including the DVDs that are in Spanish. So let's continue to pray for him that he'll get to learn more about it as well. And and another experience I had, sorry, I had a lot because I went there for 6 weeks, so every day we have a lot of experiences. So anyway, this one is a unique one as well. I walked through this door. At first, I saw this man. He was, like, watering and everything, and he looked Filipino. So I was like, oh, hi, uncle. How are you? And he wasn't, like, understanding any English. I was like, are you Filipino? And he was like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, go knock on the door. So I knock on the door, and this lady opened the door, and she looks kind of like his Hispanic-ish. But when she speaks, it's kind of like Asianized. So I was wondering, are you Hitler? Are you Filipino? Filipina? And she was like, oh no, I'm not. I'm actually Vietnamese and white half, you know. And I was telling her, oh, okay. And I start showing her the books, and at first she rejected it. She was like, you know, it's okay. I'm Buddhist. I'm not Christian. It's all right. And then her kids come out, and I was like, oh, so these are your kids, huh? Awesome. And then I show her, like, the kids' book, but she wasn't really interested in it. And I was like, man, you know, I'll just give it a try. So I give her the Man of Peace first, and I show it to her, like, this will be a really wonderful book because she will get to learn, the follow footsteps of a man who changed the whole course of history. And it's about the story of Jesus and where you can also learn about Jesus as well. And she's like, you know what? These will be great for my son because my son said that when he grows up, he wants to be a Christian. And she's like, I really want to be open about religion, so I'll buy these books for my son. So she got the Man of Peace, which is a contemporary of the Desire of Ages. And then she also got the Great Controversy for her son as well. So it will be amazing, for her son because he will get to learn about Christian and especially, you know, the Great Controversy is about the whole Christian history as well. Okay, let me share one more experience. This one is a very unique one as well. It was dark. It was like around 8:30-ish, so it was really dark. So I was walking up. It was my last door, okay? So this lady, old woman, she walking like very slowly, so I kind of follow her. So it was very weird. And she walked into this house, and I follow her to that house because that was the house that I was supposed to go to. So I walked in there, and I saw a bunch of people, like Hispanic people, doing their they were kind of have, like, it looked like a little, like, party, but it wasn't a party. So I asked them, like, hey, what is this? They're like, we just finished having Bible studies. I was like, oh, amazing. Let me show you what I have. And I told them, like, are you guys Christian as well? And they're like, yeah, we're Christian. We're studying the book of Revelation and everything. And I came in there, and I showed them the books that I have. And at first they weren't because they didn't really understand me, so I asked someone to translate for me, and then later my leader came as well to help out. And so it's really nice because a lot of them get the books as well. They got they're Spanish, so they got the Spanish book. A lot of, because it's in Oxnard, was a Hispanic area, so a lot of people are, they don't really speak English, so I showed them all the Spanish books I had, so people get a variety of books, like The Great Controversy in Spanish, My Friend Jesus in Spanish, He Taught Love, and different Spanish books as well, so I pray that those will be also a blessing to that Bible study group, and hopefully they can be converted into Adventists, you know, because I didn't ask which Christian belief they are in, like, denomination, but I hope that they will study that out as well, because I told them, like, some of these are great for their Bible studies, too, so hopefully it will be great. All right, thanks. This is my testimony.